Look, I'm just a man with a dream, man with a passion and plans to succeed, man with the actions to back all my speech. I stand, I just happen to land on my feet. I ain't even acting when I'm rapping on the beats. You won't catch me on the streets where the gangsters convene. From Hackney to Clapham, they handle the heat. But I'm just being me, I'm as frank as can be.
Franklin Addo is an award-winning rapper, co-founder of the politics and culture website thisis2020.com, an occasional writer for The Guardian, and he does all of this while studying for his final year of a sociology degree. Last week, Franklin was at the Cambridge Union to take part in a debate over whether rap should be taught over Shakespeare in schools. Well, Lucy and I caught up with Franklin before the debate to talk about making socially conscious and commercially viable music, the use of the N-word in hip-hop, and turning down an offer to study at Cambridge.
First question in our 5 minutes with Franklin. Pirate or ninja, if you had to choose?
Ninja.
Who's your favourite sociologist and why?
Ooh. Bell Hooks, for her incisive work on black masculinity at this moment.
How do you come up with your lyrics?
Spontaneously and randomly.
If you had to choose, would you rather have broccoli for hands or never be able to sit down again?
Broccoli for hands, because I'm lazy.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
With Kavid somewhere. Well, not with Kavid, but with Kavid somewhere. Co-authoring something, perhaps. Something forever. Mm-hmm. Running This Is 2020 full-time. And speaking at places like Cambridge Union.
And in terms of the music?
Definitely still doing music, but always alongside something else.
Who's your least favourite sociologist and why?
Wow. You guys think I actually study or something? Okay. Michel Foucault is among my favourite, but the way he writes is too expansive for me to understand, so that's really annoying, although I do love his work.
You famously turned down an offer to study here, and you're now at LSE. Got a lot of press coverage at the time. Would you like to say now what your reasoning for that was?
Yeah, just because I found that LSE, the subject that I studied there, resonated with my goals in academia more, so I ended up doing sociology rather than PPS. I was never a fan of politics in a formal academic context, so yeah, I thought that LSE would be better.
If you had to describe yourself in 5 words, what would you choose?
Geeky, creative, boring, I'd say, introspective, and socially anxious. Although that's 2 words at the end.
You said that your music hasn't reverberated the way you'd hoped it would by now. I was wondering why you thought that was.
Well, I think it's partially because of my lack of consistency. I'm somewhat disillusioned with the prospect of music catalyzing real social change sometimes, especially rap music, because sometimes it seems that as a culture we celebrate the less, inverted commas, conscious stuff. And where my music has social criticism underlying the content, I think that sometimes it can be a bit much to listen to. I'm also doing academia and running This Is 2020, so I haven't dedicated as much energy towards it. Where I graduate in the next few months, I will be dedicating a lot more time towards music. So.
Who do you think is an artist who's achieved both commercial success and has that sort of like message or higher consciousness in their music?
There's a few. Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole off the bat, I'd cite as examples. I'm fans of both of them. Also, at the same time, I think there is an element of humanity in music, and there is almost like an antagonism from the conscious side and the ignorant side that I think is inherent within every human. So even among artists like Kendrick and J. Cole, who I'd cite as socially conscious, there'll be a few songs that some problematic things are said. I could cite a few examples. I don't think they'd be good for the purpose of this interview.
You're here to take part in a debate about whether rap should be taught over Shakespeare. Mm. I was just wondering whether you had a favourite Shakespeare play yourself.
I liked Othello a lot. Because of its criticism of race, and also because it's one of the few that I've actually read. I also liked Macbeth, because I'm inclined towards liking tragedies.
Which artist would you like to collaborate with most?
I'd probably say Kendrick Lamar right now, because I'm a huge fan. for no other reason. And also his lyrical ability, I think it exceeds most of his counterparts, and I'd like to be able to weigh myself up against it, and I think I'd do alright, to be honest.
There's a debate actually happening at the Union later this term, which is on the N-word in hip-hop. Do you have any thoughts on the place of that word in hip-hop?
To be perfectly honest, I'm undecided on the place. I know the arguments for and against. I'm not sure where I personally stand on it. But, I mean, I listen to music with the N-word in it, and I recite it. I'd like to come along to the debate and see how it ends.
You recently did a monologue at TEDxLSE, which we looked at, and I thought it was really cool. And there were a few statements in there, like, honestly, I just want a starting salary that allows me to take part in all kinds of vanity. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Or like, you know, we're all taught to view money as the goal, so I'm no less noble than most of my generation. And then you said that mentality makes you uncomfortable.
Mm.
So I was wondering, to what extent have you observed that mentality in other people, and to what extent are you kind of commenting on different impulses that you have yourself? How autobiographical is that?
I think when I was asked to write that piece, there was several angles I could have come at it from.
Yeah.
But I really just wanted to just take an introspective glance and speak autobiographically. Because although I have thought about, you know, insight and social change and such, I still have the desire to make money within a capitalistic system, to be perfectly honest. As humans, we're focused on self-preservation to some degree. So I think it would be dishonest of me to say that I'm not interested in making money at all. As I was saying with Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and such, so music is like, it's like performing open surgery in front of an audience for yourself. It's like therapy for yourself. So yeah, just sort of just speaking my mind on stage.
Frank
Bernardo,
thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem, thanks for having me.
Looking at the bleak streets from the past and deceit is a dream.
Close my eyes, see my head in the mansion, a gray today.
I just dream.
I'm just dreaming.